In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This is the last Sunday of Pascha before the feast of the Ascension of Christ, the return of God incarnate to sit at the right hand of the Father. This is the last Sunday of Pascha. And on this last Sunday, we are given another example of how things have changed because of the resurrection, and how it is different between us and God because of the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. We saw last week that the resurrection makes a difference as far as the relationship between Christ and the Samaritan woman is concerned. That because of the resurrection, a new life is given that was not possible before. It's more than a matter of the forgiveness of sins. The baptism of repentance has become the means of transformation, of the giving of a new life. That's the difference. This healing today is not just another healing. Christ has performed many healings throughout the time of his travels in the world. But this one is different. It is placed here on the last Sunday of Pascha so that we can see that things are different between us and God now than they had been before. This man's blindness is not simply the result of an injury or an illness. The man was born blind. Christ has come into the world in order to change our condition, the condition that we are in when we are born into the world. That is what he came to change. The disciples don't understand. Of course, they're not in a position to be able to understand at this point, but they try. They try to put it into the background that they understand. There are sins and they can be forgiven. But this man was born blind, and so they are confused. And so they ask, who sinned? This man's father or the man himself that he was born blind? And they know that both are not right. Both are impossible. The idea that we are responsible for our parents' sins is rejected throughout the Old Testament by the prophets. And the idea that he has somehow sinned himself and is responsible for his own blindness because he was blind since birth, it doesn't make any sense either. They have no explanation. And so they are perplexed. And Jesus gives them the answer that light of the resurrection provides. It isn't about that. It isn't about sin and forgiveness. It's neither that this man sinned nor that his father sinned. This blindness that this man has, that he was born into the world with, is an evil that can be transformed to the glory of God. He is blind so that he might be made to be able to see. He is blind so that he might be able to see with new eyes. With the resurrection, there is a new body. After the resurrection, Christ's body is as our bodies were meant to be from the beginning. It is the resurrection of the body as God meant it to be, a new body. And there will be a new heart, a new mind, and new eyes for this man who was born blind into the world. After he is healed, he goes and he witnesses boldly to the Pharisees all of the truth that he knows. He does not yet know the identity of Christ. It's as it was with the Samaritan woman. He refers to Christ as a prophet, as the Samaritan woman thought at first of Christ as a prophet. And then just as Jesus goes intentionally to the Samaritan woman when he knows that she is ready for him to reveal to her who he is. He does the same with this blind man. When the blind man is cast out by the Pharisees, Jesus hears of it and goes and finds the man and reveals himself to the man, just as he revealed himself to Photini, the Samaritan woman at the well. You know, when we first read the New Testament, we might feel that Christ never reveals himself, but he often reveals himself to those who have been made ready, those who are able to respond to the new life that he has brought into the world for them. And here is another example on this last day of Pascha, that we might know the difference between the way things were before his coming, before his crucifixion and resurrection, when God could forgive sins and did, but that his forgiveness of sins did not have the power to result in a new life. That's why Christ came into the world, to give this new life. Both with Photini and with the man born blind at birth, there is first the discovery of the aim, the purpose of life. In this case, it's very simple. The purpose is to be able to see with new eyes. And secondly, the means of having that goal as a constant goal in our life, hitting the mark. And the means of that receiving his sight is Christ. And the confession of Christ, the recognition by the man that this man is a prophet, that this man is from God, that this man has done something to him that no one else could do because he is from God. He recognizes him. He is prepared, just as we are prepared by our confession to be able to be changed. Not just to confess our sins and be forgiven, but to confess our sins and to be changed. Jesus first puts clay on the man's eyes. And we can think of the clay of the grave, the clay of death, the tomb that Christ lay in. And then he sends the man to wash off the clay in the pool of Siloam. In the icon you can see a pool that looks very much like a baptismal font, because this is our understanding, that after dying a death like his, sharing the clay of the death of a life in this world, we are able to rise by baptism into a life like his, washing away the life of this world, the life according to this world, washing away the blindness of this world. And so the man receives his sight, and like Photini, immediately when Christ reveals to him who he is, the man worships him as the Son of God, Christ God himself. God did not come into the world in order to raise us up at the end as he raised Lazarus, to restore him to the same kind of life that he had had before. Lazarus' raising was simply a return to the life that he had been living before. It showed that Christ had power over death. But it was before the destruction of the power of death. Our resurrection, our baptism and resurrection as Christians, including the renewal of our baptism and resurrection as Christians at confession, is meant to raise us up into the living of a life that is Christ's own life. We are not called simply to copy Christ, to try to act the way Christ acted. We are called to be like him. We are called to live a life that he shares with us. He laid it down in order to be able to share it with us. That's the thing that's new. Not just confession and God's acceptance of our confession and repentance, but confession and repentance as a means to go and to live new life. A metanoia, a change. God comes to change the kind of life that we can live, to give us new eyes, a new heart, a new mind, a mind, a heart, and eyes that are his heart, his mind, his eyes. And only in that way can we live the life that God has created us to live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.